This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Pegasus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Cool. Can you repeat that? I couldn't quite hear you over my dick ripping out of my pants at the phrase, Pegasi must be ridden bareback.
I can't hear you over the throbbing pulse in my dick over the sentence, Pegasi are egg-laying mammals. Coming out all warm and hairy.
I'm an oviraptor. Let's talk about this beautiful beast.
Yes, on loan from the Lisa Frank collection. Yeah,
griffins for girls.
That's actually pretty true, isn't it?
Yeah, that's I can't remember who said that. That's an old joke that I think one of my friends came up with.
Okay.
And I don't think he was talking about Pegasi. He might have been talking about unicorns. It was like griffins for girls. And I was like, that's very funny.
That's really good.
These chaotic good sons of bitches are I'm on board with these things.
Yeah, I'm fine. I like a horse. I like a bird. Put the two together, you got yourself a delicious stew.
You got a horse bird, and I've always wanted to eat horse.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to that stew.
See, the thing is, at some point in your life, Gary, I assure you, you have eaten horse.
I think that's probably true. I think there's a little bit of horse on every bit of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at some point, if I've ever, like, picked my teeth after grabbing a $20 bill, like, mm-hmm. there's some of Scarface's horse on there.
Yeah.
Hello to my big, beautiful, majestic friend.
Yeah. I do like the idea of a Pegasus down pillow or comforter.
Oh, yeah. The ultimate, like, what kind of thread count do you think this sentient creature has, Cole?
Infinite. I don't think there's a thread. I think that it is just a continuous piece that comes off.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like,
yeah,
you're rip.
So one thing, I mean, it's a pretty boring entry outside of those two sentences that we put in.
Oh, it's at the end.
Well, the end, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, the greater Pegasus is... I'm just talking about plain old vanilla Pegasi.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. And it's just like, whoa.
No.
There's nothing boring about what happens at the end of this.
Yeah. Paul dies at the end. Or John Dunn, whatever. I don't know. I never read that book.
It's written by, like, a crack.com writer. It makes me very skeptical about it.
Yeah. I've heard people that I know talk about it as though they liked it, but I have no idea what it's about. Presumably, like, everything is okay at the end.
So some kind of, like, kind of cutesy postmodern book, like, books that I am, like, kind of skeptical of.
Oh, it's like a, like, you know, a David, like a Dave Eggers kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe it could be like that, where it's, like, kind of cute, but then, like, there's a little bit much.
To twee tragedy.
Yeah, a little much. Like, I read that first Dave Eggers book and, like, liked it, you know, and then by the second one, I was like, you're still on this bullshit? Like, I just I couldn't believe that. Like, yeah, I couldn't believe that he just kept doing it. And I was just like, oh, buddy, you got to stop.
So the thing that I like, they're very clear that all Pegasi are good. In order to ride them, you know, they have to be good. You have to be good. When they're talking about the colors, Pegasi are usually white, but brown Pegasi are not unknown, and rumors persist of a black Pegasi. And then it immediately takes a turn for the woke that I really appreciate. As should be expected, alignments do not vary according to color. All Pegasi are chaotic good.
In general,
good save, although I'm pretty sure I could find at least 10 contradictions within the same book where the only physical difference between a good version and a bad version is a color. Most famously, elves.
Yeah. It is just, if you're a black elf, you're no good. it has that, even though I do think I like the idea of, like, that is made entirely for someone to have a Mary Sue character who comes in on a black Pegasus.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, the knight that I created for this campaign is that badass and cool.
Yeah, it's like the white dragon in Pern, you know?
Yeah. That's what that line is about. Other than that, like, they're just kind of, like, difficult to tame. You know, they're wild beasts, wild stallions. But once you tame them, they're just tamed. It's just a roll. You know, so if you roll now, you have a 1 in 20 chance, no matter who you are, of taming a Pegasus.
Yeah.
And once you do, it's like you have this, like, good flying warhorse, and that's pretty fun, but they're more like just a tool, you know. It doesn't really say, like, they exist to serve humans. Mm-hmm. It feels like
they speak their own language and can communicate with horses. They understand common, but, well, like, they don't actually speak it, so it's just like they take orders, I guess.
Yeah, and they're average intelligence.
Yeah,
So like maybe it's not that big of a downgrade to talk to a horse.
Right.
For them, because speaking the languages of horses, like nobody ever talks about how talking to animals would actually suck really bad because animals are dipshits. Like no matter what it is, you're talking to something with a brain the size of a hazelnut. Like,
right.
You know, they're going to be, it's one of the best things about We3, that like Grant Morrison comic.
Yeah.
Is like the animals that can talk, but they don't, they're not smart.
Right.
So they you know, they're slightly more intelligent than a normal animal, but you know.
But like the horses are still like freaking out over any emotion that happens in their periphery.
You know, just, hey, you know, and then they're either going like, hey, like give me some hay, or hey, like hey, there's some motion. Let's get the fuck out of here because I don't know what it is.
Thought of ants and died.
Yeah. The real Krusty in this is the Greater Pegasus.
Yeah.
Which I thought I had skipped to a different entry or something.
Maybe there was a copy and paste error.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right to me.
Really? It's not congruous. Let's
say. There's nothing in the Monstrous Manual that works like the Greater Pegasus, I feel like.
I'll give you the honor of reading that first the first sentence or so.
So legend has it that if a Medusa is slain and beheaded, there's a small, just 5% chance. But again, like 5% is not actually that small. Chance that a Greater Pegasus will be born, springing fully born out of the Medusa's cloven neck. Excuse me?
You're probably wondering how I got here. Fully born. Okay, fully born, as opposed to like being like partially born or breech born.
Oh,
you need to be pulled out like with a chain in a truck or something like that. That could either mean, hey, here's this baby Greater Pegasus, or like
a full-size Pegasus, right, just walks like
it's a can of it's like a can of beer nuts, like boom, like out comes out comes the Pegasus.
So this like does so much. I wish we had known this when we had done Medusas, because that entry was pretty rich. But the idea of like just a wizard harvesting and breeding Medusas against their will on the off chance one of them just might Greater Pegasus out.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So obviously the wizard keeps the Medusa around for a statue garden, you know, snatch. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, this is a side hustle. You know, this is how he makes ends meet. This is how he pays off his student loans from Hogwarts. Yeah,
why would you ever kill a Medusa in any way other than beheading it?
Of course. I mean, but like, that's the canonical way to do it. Them Greeks told us to do that.
And they were onto something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like they, you know, they knew that's how you get like turtle treasures out of this fucking neck.
my turtle is sick. No, they really, really buried the lead in this. You're right. It is an absolute left turn.
It's very, very good. And these are just like better Pegasuses. Like generally something with greater in the title in the Monstrous Manual doesn't seem so great to me. You know, it's just like, what if it could cast a priest spell?
Right.
Like, go fuck yourself, Saguin. But like this guy, it's entirely through how he's born, and all the rest of them are laid through eggs.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you imagine the conversation piece this is? Like, if you're a Greater Pegasus, they talk to each other. They can talk to horses and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you have the horse, and it's like, how were you born? It's like, well, it was a real fluidy nightmare when I fell out of my mom's butt. And then you talk to the regular Pegasus, and it's like, I hatched from an egg. Like, you know, it was really cute, but there was also a lot of slime. And then the Greater Pegasus is like, hold my beer.
Hold my bucket full of
hold my oats.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.